This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Now greetings to the world. Voice of the one big gangzilla alongside Skrillex. Symphono! Ooh-wee! Awo!
We must up the place, turn up the place, and make them all have fun. How we a blaze the fire, make it fun, them. We must up the place, turn up the place, and make some fun, boy, run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday. We must up the place, turn up the place, and make them all have fun. Skrillex a blaze the fire, make it fun, them. We must up the place, turn up the place, and make some fun, boy, run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday.
I really can't speak loud because my boyfriend's sleeping in the next room. I'm dating this Persian guy, and I've come to realize in their culture, like, girls have to be pretty much virginal and, like, virgins. So, lucky for him, I dated a Persian guy before, and I knew, like, I had to be this way. So I kind of lied to him and told him I'm a virgin, but I've actually slept with, like, I don't know, I lost count after 50. And, lucky for him, my pussy's tight, but I don't know how to tell him that I'm actually falling in love with him, and I don't want to lie to him anymore. And on top of it, what's worse, is I slept with his best friend. But it was when we were, like, not as serious as we are now, and it really hurts me every time I sleep next to him, and I really need your advice. I can't even sleep next to him tonight, and I'm making the excuse that I need to watch the show on TV. Guys, please help me. I don't know what to do.
Wow, you sound sexy as hell, girl. Wow, Jesus.
Wow. Where did you get this girl?
I didn't get her. She called us.
How do you... How,
I think we should get her, though. Because maybe you should come into this, to the podcast while we're recording this episode. Jeez, I can't even talk right
you
now.
You got her number? Damn,
No. Listen, people, by the way, if you don't want us to fucking be creeps and, like, try to find your ass, you better call Star 69. Call Block, because I'm going to call you if you sound that sexy, girl. Shit, and you didn't call Block. I have your number, girl.
What would you do in that situation, right? Let me ask you, Sherman. So, let's say if you are that guy and you're dating this girl, and she comes up to you and she tells you that she's not a virgin. You thought she was a virgin. She tells you she had sex with 50-some-odd guys, and, you know, she had sex with your good friend. Imagine that's me. Like, she had sex with me. What would you do?
She has sex with you?
And yeah, and she told you, and then she tells you the truth that she's not a virgin, and she has sex with 50 guys.
No, forget the virgin. She slept with you?
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, well, let's say.
No, what you mean right? She slept with you, dog?
She slept with me, dog. You see, that's what's going to happen. That guy's going to trip. Yeah, she fucked.
No, hold on. But she slept with you?
Yeah, you want to smell it?
I mean, honestly, man, if my girl slept with you, you're my brother and all, but...
But you were not in a relationship with her at that time.
I don't care, man. I ain't fucking any of this shit. We drew, Moin?
That's a tough thing.
You guys are my brothers, man. I can't be fucking with anybody you guys have been slept with.
Personally, I wouldn't do it.
Anybody want a beer?
Yeah, hit us up, man.
I wouldn't do it. Personally, I just could not take it if knowing that David's my buddy. If a girl has slept with him, and yeah, I just couldn't do it. Personally, I couldn't do it. Dude, I'm not saying they have to be a virgin.
Best friend?
I couldn't do it. Because I would want that guy to be my best man, and I can't be standing in the aisle knowing
exactly.
The guy's walking down and, you know,
good point.
You boinked my wife.
Good point.
And you God know knows in how many positions.
Honestly, sweetheart, the truth is going to come out eventually, regardless of whether or not you tell him now or later. He will find out, and it's best that you tell him and allow him to make the decision of whether or not he wants to be with you.
Or his mama's going to find out.
I mean, it's tough, man. It's a tough situation with best friends. I don't know, David. I couldn't be with somebody that you've been with. And I think it's her responsibility to tell the guy.
Honestly, I don't mind. If you fucked a girl that I knew, then I really liked her. And
someone
you,
fucked you were her in before. A relationship with?
Not in a relationship. You're getting me wrong. She's saying that she had sex with one of her friends before the relationship.
No, but now that she's with him.
She's still having sex with that guy?
No, she's not. But now that she's with the best friend.
Yeah.
That's a relationship.
Okay. I don't see anything wrong with that.
You wouldn't mind?
No. But does this guy like this girl and wants to love her because she's virgin? She's a virgin.
He thinks that she is. That's probably okay. A big factor in a relationship. You don't need to give him an exact number at all. He doesn't need to know because it's always going to fuck with him. Every time he's sleeping with you, he's just going to constantly imagine 50 cocks down your throat. You know what I mean? Busting all kinds of nuts inside you, getting you impregnated, and you taking fucking pills day after and all kinds of shit. But all he needs to know is that you're not a virgin. You need to tell him that ASAP because you're lying to the man. And that needs to be his decision to make. It's not yours. He needs to know the truth. And that's my take on it. And in regards to the best friend situation, that's a tough one. Every man would probably speak differently. I couldn't do it. What about you, Moin?
I couldn't do it, but one way that you could solve this is maybe have the best friend bring it up to him. And if he's lying to him and you're lying to him, he could like lose two people at the same time. So either you got to tell him or the best friend needs to tell him.
I think he's going to... Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Right?
He would lose both of them, no, David?
I think so. Like, if you're both lying to him, if you're lying, he's automatically lying.
Yeah,
either you two
saying, yeah.
keep your mouth shut or don't say anything.
Yeah, but it's
and just let it go.
Her. It's gonna fuck with her. Look, it's she's gonna, calling, yeah. Right now she's calling. She wants our opinion.
Exactly.
Fuck with her head.
She has the anxiety.
She doesn't know what to do.
She needs to get
honestly,
it off of your
you know
chest.
What I would do? You know, if it was me, because we're all different. I know this guy's gonna be different as well. But mm-hmm. if it was me and she, you know, she came up to me and told me the truth, I would like that because then I can believe in her more.
How deep into the relationship does it have to be for you to be like, okay,
if I was with her for 4 years and she told me and she kept it for 4 years, that's a long time. And
that's a long time.
I don't think I can be with that woman because you never know, man. I mean, she can probably fuck a guy and 4 years later she told me I fucked a guy.
Yeah.
So I won't do that. But if I was with her for like, you know, 6 months or a year.
And then she told you?
And she told me. I totally understand, man. Because why? Because they're going through pain, and what they want to do, they want to share with you. They want to tell you, you know, these kind of things, and you're supposed to help them out. As a man, you got to help them out and tell them, you know, it's okay, baby. Don't worry. You still love you. The past is the past.
Yes.
Now let's think about the moment, and mm-hmm. then, you know, worry
about
our
future. I'm
going to
be perfectly honest with you guys right now. I'm going to open up. I was dating a girl for about 2 years. We were in a serious relationship. We met online. We were talking for about 2 weeks. I was feeling her. She was feeling me. And then she tells me, by the way, one of your closest friends and I have had a past.
What a hoe. No, I'm kidding.
And then he, you know, he told me too. I don't exactly remember the timeline right now, but they both confronted me about it. He told me to, and yet I decided that I was going to continue on with the relationship. That was definitely one of the killer parts, honestly, because it was always awkward. I wouldn't bring her around my homies because I knew my boy would be there. And it just wasn't something that I was going to go through anymore. So that's one of the things that fucked our relationship. And then I find out she had also been with another dude that I knew. And then that was just killer, man. I was like, at this point, I can't even be with you.
Was that
and
me? Did I do that?
Hey, man.
Did I do that?
You're about to get shanked, David.
That was me, right? Didn't you date a girl and I actually had sex with her?
Orange County?
Why is it always from Orange County?
Something like that. She sent pictures, naked pictures of her to me. She never did it to you?
David, did you fuck my ex?
Which one?
You fucked more than one? How many of my exes you been with, homie?
I don't know, but let's get offline and I'll talk more about it.
No. What's up?
I think you gotta settle this right now. I kinda what happened, David?
More than one, David?
Fuck, I'm shaking right now. You ain't gonna shake me, are you? I heard you shank people.
No, shank is my department, fellas. But let's get back to our caller.
I heard Moeen's the one that holds your knives, and when you want to shake someone, you actually, like, Moeen's one of those, like, when you play golf, you know, they give
no,
you...
No, hold on. Let's change the subject. You fucked more than one of my exes? Like, when I was with them, or before or after, dog?
I don't know.
No, honestly.
I like your women, bro. Your women, you know, they like me after, you know, they just want to be with me after that.
I can't even.
Yeah, so you know, 50 girls, bro.
Moe, why are you laughing, dog?
50 fucking.
This ain't funny, bro.
What?
No, honestly, no. There's no way you fuck one of my exes. No, bro. You fucking with me, dog. You fucking with me.
I ain't fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with
you. Did you just wink?
Yeah. What kind
I
of
knew
crazy
she was a hoe, Moeen, dog. I Moeen. Knew that bitch was fucking my homies, dog. Hey, fuck you, bitch. You don't fuck my life.
I was gonna tell you, man. I'm sorry. Listen, I was gonna tell you. But she came up crying and she's like, "You ruined her life." And I'm like, "Baby, don't worry about it, girl. I got you. You know, I got everything for you, baby. And you all mine. Just come with me and take care with you, and I'll just touch you up and down and left and right, baby.
Suck that shit."
Yeah, smash your money. Exactly the tech, right? Hey, man, I'm flowing, man. What's up?
I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. But, again, let's talk about her. You know, listen, I can tell a little bit. Sherman, you tell a little bit. Let's wrap it up. Sherman, you tell a little bit as well.
I mean, honestly, girl, I think you should. He's a wrap up on that. We should. You should completely be honest with him. Let him be the one to make the decision. And on to you, Moeen. What's up?
Regarding the best friend, being with the best friend and now being with the man that you're in love with right now, either you two both have to keep your mouth shut and not say anything to him. And if you do go ahead and say that you're not a virgin, I think it's the best decision because he's going to find out sooner or later. David?
First of all, you know, if you want, you can call me and I can, you know, talk to you a little bit one-on-one. And I definitely want to see if, you know, your vagina is tight or not, because I don't believe in that. If you have sex with 50 girls, that's bullshit.
50 guys.
Kegel exercises.
I'm sorry, 50 guys. But to be honest, to be on the good side, you know, it's always good to tell the truth. If you tell the truth, things will be good for you. You know, things will be more open. And then you'll get the real story through the whole thing. So basically, yeah, tell the truth. And again, I wish you luck. What was her name? Does she have a name? She didn't say her name, did she?
I'm really not good with girls' names.
Yeah,
no,
me
no
either.
Fuck,
it's really
man.
Bad to catch. But
good luck to you. Tell him.
Good luck on to
it's
you.
It's a fake name anyway, probably. I got your number, though. I'm gonna
definitely,
hit you
up, definitely tell the truth. Tell her that you had sex with her friend. Tell her you're not a tell him you're not a virgin. And go on from there and see what happens. If it doesn't, there's fucking millions of guys out there. And you can pick another one and tell him that you're a virgin again and fuck up your life again.
Matter of fact, next time you go with a guy, just let him know about your past off the get-go. Or not even tell him you're... Why the fuck did you even tell him you're a virgin?
Stupid.
If he thinks that, then you've done something. You lied to him from the fucking get-go. Why are you telling a guy you're a virgin?
Yeah.
You know why? Because you're one of those girls that's probably trying to land a really good guy.
Yeah.
And these really good guys, apparently, quote-unquote, really good fucking nerdy bitch motherfuckers.
Preach.
Want virgin girls. They don't exist, dude.
Amen, brother.
Virgin girls don't exist.
Amen. Yeah.
Everybody's giving booty out there.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the ones that's fucking a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Are you really?
Hell yeah.
Are you really?
I'm hitting it.
When's the last time you had sex?
This morning, homie.
Ah, oh, shit.
Shit, just give me that. Yeah,
can I smell it? Let me smell it. Let me smell it. What the fuck was that smell?
It's pussy nigga.
It smells good, dog. Damn.
Yeah.
You guys hear about this 80-year-old Persian man that didn't take a shower for 60 years?
What? Yeah, I saw that. Where was that? It was like a Yahoo or something, right?
Something, man. Like, what? But I forgot where he was staying. I don't know where he was.
Man, some of these people that come to my gym, I feel like they haven't taken a shower in fucking 80 years. These Persian guys, you walking around, man.
Damn, he just
smell like shit.
Do you ever see anybody at the gym like just wearing like just regular clothes, like some pair of jeans and just some boots?
I've seen people with button-up shirts, like short sleeve button-up shirts with jeans on and like Timberlands.
I don't get that. I don't know why they do that, but at least they're working out. I need to work out, man. Fucking, it's been lagging my ass not going to the gym. It sucks.
Y'all missing out, man. Y'all are missing out.
I feel you, man. I remember that whole energy.
These leggings.
Testosterone is just fucking really low.
These leggings these girls wear at the gym, David.
I don't do that. I don't go for. I don't look at girls when I go to the gym. I
That's
zone out.
Bullshit. I don't. If you saw these
man,
girls,
that is
man.
The only thing no. I look at when I go to the gym. What am I going to look at myself? Hell no, man. I'm ugly.
You put in your headphones, you're fucking pumping iron. You're like, damn, girl, I'm being shy of you right now.
It's a distraction, man. It takes me off the treadmill.
It's just, off the what, man? The treadmill?
I gotta fucking look at my hair and shit like that. I gotta see if I'm okay. I don't. That's all distraction. I'm focusing on my own self, my own body. Yeah, but they're fucking good looking.
Bullshitting ass.
I won't lie to you.
Dog, they wear these fucking like pink leggings. Girl comes in. Just
what's that reverse leg curls like, where they lay down? Damn.
Dude, there's these machines where like their ass is in the air and it smells good.
What do you call
right
those ones? Those ones that spread their legs
yes,
out.
Yes, like.
And then I love it when it's slowly closing in. You can see the camel toe, like boom.
Yes.
Like,
oh, didn't I just
Why
say
do
I don't
you think I go to
distraction.
The
it's a distraction.
Why do you think I go to the gym every day, man?
What
every
gym
day
you go to?
I'm at the fucking gym.
What gym?
LA Fitness.
LA. Oh, how is LA Fitness?
Fucking amazing, man. It's clean as shit. I'm not going to tell you where I go. Actually, y'all want autographs, man? Come see me at the Williams Canoga one. You know what I'm saying? Signature Club, baby.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, I go to the gym every motherfucking day just to see these girls. And there's these two of them. There's these two.
Oh, my God.
They fucking... All they do is legs and ass the entire day, dude.
Yes.
Entire fu-
Tell
is
me,
it
Sherman.
Just me? Or does every other guy see fucking leggings as lingerie?
Of course.
Y'all don't get turned on when you see a girl in fucking leggings?
Oh, of course, 100%.
I do. It's a sign.
How
means-
do they wear this shit on the streets? Everywhere they go, man, they wear this shit. It's like...
But the black leggings.
All colors.
No,
oh.
I'm saying black. Don't get confused by black, man, because the black is just, it's so dark. You can get
yes.
all that shapes and that, you know, how it looks. So if yeah. it's, when you take it off, you don't know if it's going to be the same.
I've heard it's like the push-up bra for ass.
Exactly.
You rip that shit off. You don't take that shit off. You rip that shit off.
Man, I just want to like poke a hole right white. In the center. Right in the middle, and then just open it up,
fuck
and then get in that motherfucker.
You fucking desperate here, man.
Get in that motherfucker.
So
you sound like a bunch of perverts.
How many subscribers
man?
Do we?
I think if anybody from the gym hears this shit, I'm about to get my shit fucking
sexual harassment charge. Man, damn,
that pervert.
If they knew what the fuck was going on in my mind at the gym, man, it'd be like, I can't believe we got this guy a membership.
So yeah, this 80 years old man, this guy's straight up didn't take a shower for 60 years. I didn't really read the article. I just saw some pictures.
Was he in like a town? I got to read this shit, man. Was he like in a town where they just don't have showers and shit?
I don't know. I would be awesome if you could pull that up. But it's just like, how do you do that? Is it like, was it a religion thing? Or I don't know. You just grow some algae all over your fucking body and it's disgusting.
He's crusty as fuck, bro. He's walking around with his skin fucking peeling off.
60 years. Yeah, at the age of 20, he stops and is like, okay, I don't want to take a shower anymore.
Fuck it, I'm done.
That can't be a true story, man. It's got to be some sort of fucking bullshit involved.
I don't know.
That,
you can't believe anything anymore, Sherman.
Damn.
Everything is fake. Everything is scripted. All this bullshit with these videos, these girls twerking, someone's falling off a bridge or whatever it is. I feel it's all fake.
It is.
I just saw something on Yahoo. It says, wife kills husband for not showering.
What the fuck?
Was it this old man?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up right now.
Wife kills
husband for not showering. Yes, I'm dead serious.
We're talking about an 80-year-old man that didn't take a shower.
Women in Russia took an issue over bathing way too far. The argument escalated after her 35-year-old husband refused to shower, leaving his younger wife angry to the point of murder. According to investigators, the 26-year-old female struck her spouse more than once in the head with an iron, then used the cord to strangle him. To make the situation even more atrocious, the woman went on to dissect the body and spread the parts in the nearby woods. She has since been detained by law enforcement and could face jail time on murder charges. Maybe single life isn't so bad after all. A 51-year-old woman in Vancouver, Washington, struck and killed her husband with a hammer and waited 2 weeks before calling police, stating he was still in their bedroom. In yet another incident involving couples, a 17-year-old boy was killed by his older girlfriend.
Dog, what kind of news is that, man? It's all everybody's
doing in the background.
What kind of news was that, man? Everybody's killing people.
And then there's a happy song in the background.
In other news, shit's going down today.
She just got real right now.
What the fuck was that? killed him with a sledgehammer?
No, with an iron, like a for clothes, like fucking, and strangled his ass
and then left
with the cords and left the body
in the woods.
After she dissected that shit.
I'm looking for a girl and I just can't find any girls, man.
Is that what it is, man? You got this thing today. Like, what's up with you? Did you go through like some sort of a breakup or something?
You know what? I think it's because I'm just looking. I shouldn't be looking.
And yeah, yeah.
I'm too attracted to Persian women.
Okay.
The problem is I don't speak Farsi.
You speak a little bit. You understand a little bit.
I mean, Chetori.
That's all you need, dog.
I'm a shekhube.
Yeah.
چطوری عزیزم؟
آخه
آخه خوش دیدی
آخه
I wish my dad taught me Farsi, man.
That's all you need.
I didn't learn Farsi because I had Armenian, Russian, French and a little bit of Farsi in my family. They were just talking left and right and I only grabbed Armenian.
To you. You only got the English fucking.
Yeah.
We'll teach you. I'll help you.
Yeah. All right. Persian 101.
Do this. You see a girl say, Qurbun un cheshat beram.
Qurbun un cheshat khama.
Qurbun un cheshat.
Qurbun.
Nakh nakh.
Nakhri khayli mabu.
It's only Qurbun un cheshat beram.
Qurbet beram.
Qurbun un kunet beram.
Qurbun
un kunet beram.
Qurbun kod.
Kunet beram.
Kunet beram.
Yeah. Qurbun un.
It sounds like you're saying, I love that fat pussy of yours.
Nah.
What are you saying?
I'm gonna die for your ass.
Really?
Yeah. What do you teach us? All my things is horrible.
You gotta say one thing. I'll buy your purse.
In Farsi, how you say that?
No, I'm just saying any language.
Any language, they understand purse.
Say purse?
They get it.
I'll buy your purse.
Shit. Anyway, man, fuck you guys.
Fuck
this
all
has been the Persian Soup Podcast. Listen, if you don't want to listen, I don't give a fuck. Keep listening.
Fuck all you guys that have long fucking hair and spiked up and fucking, you look like a man tranny.
Fuck your mother. No. Fuck your grandmother.
Fuck the mother. I'm just kidding. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
We gotta stop cussing. You guys don't think we should stop cussing?
No, because fuck is a nice word.
Fuck that.
Fuck has everything.
I'm illiterate, bro.
You can say
I'm uneducated. Fuck is my main vocabulary.
This fucking guy is pissing me off. Fuck you, Sherman.
Yes, there's so many different
ways. You're fucking beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
I love your punch fucking in the mother. Face.
I love your fucking father.
Thank you.
Can use fuck
respect.
As much
that's
as you
respect,
want.
Man, it's fucking respect.
But you can't use it too much.
No, fuck off.
Fucking fuck too
thank much. So we fucking love everybody
that's listening
right now.
We fucking love every single
so
listen. If
fucking
you've made
subscribe.
It all the way down to the ending of the show, that means you're a motherfucking amazing human being.
You're a gangster.
I kiss you.
I love you.
I kiss you.
Boost.
Share it.
Kiss it.
Kiss it tip of it.
I kiss you.
Do it.
I love you.
Just do it. Go in the hole, buddy. Go in the hole. Be careful. Don't slip, bro. Don't slip. Be careful driving in the snow.
Hold with it better. La la, la la. Okay, la la. Good night.